What is taqwa? To be Allah conscious, translated it, right? And this is the translation I love, Allah conscious. I didn't say Allah fear. Allah fear is not taqwa. Al-khawf is a fear. Khawfu min Allah. And actually this was the statement under, if you read the flyer, I hope you did, under it, it says the balance between fear and love. So it's Allah conscious. And what does that mean Islamically? And why do I need to know it? And what happens if I'm not? Like we all always say, if there's any youth here, why do I have to do it? What will happen if I don't do it? At taqwa, one of the first ones I learned, actually, it was the following. It's scholar who defined it is actually Talq ibn Habib. And wherever you go and read about it, you will see this definition. Subhanallah, Allah put barakah in his words. And that's why sometimes you find things, some people, like five people do the same, and just one person becomes very popular, or the work becomes very well known. Like Husnul Muslim, you know Husnul Muslim, the book, The Fortress of the Muslim, right? What is this book is all about? There's not a single word in that book from the author himself. Nothing. It's all what the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said. But he just put it in chapters, but no word from him. That's why it's very small, right? He passed away few years ago. Why this book became the most popular book of dhikr all over the world? And how many people have wrote books about dhikr? Numerous, including Imam al-Nawawi, the Imam al-Nawawi. Allah put barakah in his, there is something between him and Allah. No one knows that Allah put fruits, barakah in his work.